98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As authorities in Maine continue searching for suspected mass shooter Robert Card, ABC's Aaron Katursky says his family is cooperating.
When his sister first heard about the shooting, the location at the bowling alley, and her brother's alleged involvement, the sister told law enforcement she thought he might be targeting an ex-girlfriend. Whether she works at that bowling alley or may have just bowled there, we don't know. But that's what the sister initially believed.
18 people were killed. The families of some of the victims are speaking out. Tammy Asseline was in the bowling alley. Her sister, Trisha, was killed.
I just feel devastated for the loss of her family and especially her son. But with her being so close to the kids, I would like to think that she was doing something to try to help them.
U.S. warplanes today hit two sites in Syria linked to Iran. The Pentagon calling the airstrikes retaliation for recent attacks on U.S. personnel in the region. This is ABC News. General Motors has suspended all Cruise driverless operations across the country. This after California regulators banned the cars from state roads this week, calling them a risk to the public. An airline pilot faces state and federal charges, including attempted murder.
Outside of court, now former Alaska Airlines captain Joseph Emerson's wife told reporters she knew her husband was struggling with depression, but she is in shock over his arrest. She said, "This is not my Joe," and that he never would have done that. Her voice quivering, she said, "That is not the man she married." Prosecutors claim Emerson took magic mushrooms 48 hours before the flight, had not slept in 40 hours, and was depressed when he tried to cut the plane's engines with over 80 people on board, but he was thwarted by the flight crew in a struggle. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The longest-serving African-American staffer on Capitol Hill has died. Bertie Bowman was 92. He was 13 when he left South Carolina to sweep the Capitol steps, working his way up to chairman of the Senate Federal Credit Union. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-775-5622. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-775-5622. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-775-5622. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's just been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. At the Capitol Thursday, the State Assembly Education Committee approved a bill that would allow school districts to hire superintendents who lack an education license.
Committee Chair Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay said he heard complaints from administrators that the move would cheapen the work they do.
You know, I had someone say, well, you know, barbers and cosmetologists, they have to have licenses, but you're saying that superintendents don't. I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Opponents said the bill would weaken districts and make it harder for the Department of Public Instruction to handle problem staff and administrators. The bill now goes to the full assembly. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Also on Thursday, the Assembly's Education Committee took testimony on several bills about Native American curriculum and students. Oneida Nation Secretary Lisa Ligon spoke in favor of increasing the amount of Native American studies that students would have to complete during their school careers.
The Oneida Nation feels it's necessary for our schools in the state of Wisconsin to have those minimum academic standards and correct resources when teaching about the first people of this land.
Another bill would allow Native students to wear their tribal regalia and clothing at special events like graduation. The suspect in the mass shootings in Maine has a connection to Wisconsin. CNN reports that Clifford Steves of Massachusetts told the network he knew Robert Card when they served together in the U.S. Army Reserves during the 2000s and 2010s. Steves says one of the places he and Card were stationed was Wisconsin. Card is the suspect in the massacre at a Lewiston, Maine bowling alley and restaurant that killed at least 18 people and injured 13 others. Officials have said Card is a trained firearms instructor. Steves, who said Card was one of the best shooters in his unit, told CNN that he didn't witness any concerning behavior from Card while he served alongside him. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
A Southeast Wisconsin police chief died Wednesday. Don Gaglione became chief of the Big Bend Police Department in 2014 after serving the Milwaukee Police Department for 32 years. Gaglione's death comes shortly after Big Bend's village board voted to disband its police department in favor of a plan to have dedicated Waukesha County Sheriff's deputies patrolling and providing police services in Big Bend and the village of Vernon. That decision hasn't yet been finalized. And tomorrow is Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says state residents consistently lead the nation in drugs safely disposed of.
There was over 55,000 pounds collected this past spring over essentially a six-month period.
It's easy to participate with 140 events planned and over 490 drop boxes around the state where you can safely dispose of unused and unwanted medications year-round. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Here is your Price County Senior Dining menu for this coming Monday, the 30th. Now, get those orders in today, please, for Monday. All your meals are going to include bread, butter, and milk. Monday, they're serving up sloppy joes on a bun. They've got potato salad, they've got baked beans, and they've got fresh melon. Locations in Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, Park Falls, and Phillips. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy, temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly cloudy, lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy, slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36, winds west 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 51.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwest Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers, as we are now closed for the season. Look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for a holiday gift certificate sale at Northwest Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. We'll see you next season. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Archery deer hunters have been out in droves here in the past few days, and they're getting a lot of deer. I have a theory about why, and I'll tell you what it is, but first.
For those who just can't wait for Black Friday, head over to Fleet Farm today for great Black Friday Now deals. Like a free battery pack with Milwaukee heated jackets, in-store only, or 40% off all men's field and forest flannel. And don't miss our trick-or-treating event on Saturday, October 28th from 10 till noon, with treats for the first 200 kids and gift cards for best costumes. Enjoy Black Friday savings now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
Deer hunters that have been out for the archery season this year have been doing quite well. I have a theory that the reason they're doing well is because we had some cool days come upon us. I think when you get cooler temperatures, the bug population drops precipitously and these deer move around a lot more in the daytime. When it's warm and there are a lot of bugs out, those deer find a place that they can bed down and they can tuck their head and they can just steer clear of all the bug bites and all that hot weather. In times like these, those deer become very nocturnal. They get up to go out and feed at night. So now all of a sudden we've got comfortable weather, we've got lower bug numbers, and those deer pop up in the morning when the sun comes out. They jump up off their bed and they go out and they actively feed. So right now you better be targeting feeding areas rather than bedding areas if you want to get that deer, because that's what deer are doing now. They're moving, and they're moving from their bedding areas to the feeding areas. Find that zone, you find deer. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
Oh,
the slammer, what was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12 gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right.
sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that. My granddad gave me, they say one day they're gonna round up. Well, all that might fly in the city. Good luck, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it, but it won't get to me. Yeah.
Keith Urban there at 98Q Country. It is our day of giving today. We're raising funds and awareness for our Lord's Cupboard food pantry. Thank you, everyone, for all the calls so far. We've got several bids on our items that are all available for you to view at 98QCountry.com. If you would like to give, maybe you've been blessed in your life and haven't been in a situation where you've been food challenged, we encourage you, we challenge you to give a little, whether it be $5, $10, $20, $50. You can stop into the radio station. We're right by Super One, right on Highway 13 in Park Falls. Got a little container, a little fishbowl, I call it, on the front desk, and put money in there. Now, if you're a business and you'd like to donate, we'll say nice things about you all day. Yeah, sure. Hammerstrom's Auto Body, thank you for the donation, 100 cash. Restore You North, Henry and the folks there are always big community supporters, $150. LPK Dental donated $150. Fiorio Brothers, investment planning folks, services, $50. Another anonymous, we're at $470 that has physically come in so far. Now, we got some bids on some of the items, and we always appreciate that. Now, get your bids in this morning, because after the noon news, we'll start to close all these items out. We'll close them all out. We have got, I'm just going to run through the gift certificates because we got a lot of nice, cool, physical stuff. But here are the gift certificates. All right, Big Dipper, $50. We already have a $50 bid on that, but there's no law that says you can't go over that if you want. Yeah. Bobbers on the Lake, $25. Butternut Feed Store, $20. Already a $20 bid on that. Double D's, $25. Another Double D's for $20. We've got Fifield Grocery, a $30 gift certificate that already has a $30 bid on it. Fifield, let's see, that's a syrup. Jay's Automotive, $50 gift certificate. Jen's Butternut Cafe, $15. Got two of those. So get a bid in on that, 762-3221. Country Cafe, the chicken noodle soup, already a $16 bid. Looking for an opening bid on the gallon of chili. Both are gallons. The Lanes here in Park Falls, $50 gift card. Mary Cassidy's in Fifield, $25 gift card. Muskie Jack's, $25 gift card. Napa has some tools. Guys, gals, you like the tools? Check that out. Picture on 98QCountry.com. Got them right here. Mirren and Associates, a 100-hour tax preparation certificate. Already a $100 bid on that. You guys are wonderful. Northwoods Supper Club, $25 gift certificate. Need an opening bid on that one. We've got Park Falls Country Club, 10-round punch card for next year. It's $130 value. Need an opening bid. Got two of those. $50 to Park Pharmacy. $50 to Renew You Spa. Got two of those. Ron Ernst Lumber, a couple of $25 gift certificates. St. Croix Rods, a certificate good for 40% off a first quality rod. Need an opening bid for that. We got Super One, a couple of $25 gift cards. Get your opening bid on that. Super One, we've got two $100 gift cards. One of them already has a $100 bid. The other one, we need an opening bid. Park Falls Hardwoods, thank you for that donation to the food pantry. Sweet Brew, $10 certificate. Got two of those. Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100 gift certificate. The Woods Edge Restaurant at Moose Jaw, we've got three $10 certificates. So give us a call. Get your opening bids in on those at 715-762-3221. Get your life in order this morning, because once the new news hits, and after that, we are going to start closing out some of these items. We encourage you to support your local Lord's Cupboard food pantry, which, again, this year alone, the Lord's Cupboard has given out almost 78,000 pounds of food. About 39 tons of food have gone out of that food pantry just this year alone. In the first 9 months of the season, it is a need that is well. It is a charity that is well needed in our area. Obviously, I can say firsthand, being a member of the board, that it serves a wonderful purpose. All volunteers, your money that you donate, you know, it's staying right here. It's going right here into the local bank, buying food, and going right back into our local. Our local folks' homes and stomachs. So give us a call. You can just pledge. We know you're busy. We'll give you all next week to come in and make good on it. 715-762-3221. We're waking up now, so let's get the phones moving here. Let's get Brianna busy at the front desk, and let's get those pledges in and get that thermometer on the front lawn of 98Q donated by another great business that always supports community events, Glenn and the folks, Glenn Wagner and the folks at Signature Sign and Graphics, donating our thermometer right out front. So let's make the phones ring. Let's get going here. 715-762-3221. We've got some birthdays to get to next. Same number if you got a birthday or anniversary. We're going to give away a free cake here in just a moment.
Get big savings and big rewards during Provember at Lowe's. Right now, MVP's members earn 3 times the bonus points on DeWalt products and save $200 on a DeWalt sliding compound miter saw. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on Little Giant products and save $70 on a Little Giant multi-position 14-foot ladder. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid through 11/22.
Your small business is always top of mind. Well, top of your mind. To get it to the top of other people's minds, you need to get your name out front, which is where Staples Print and Marketing Services can put it. A yard sign over there, brochures right here, a banner up there. In fact, your business's message could appear anywhere. And right now at Staples, get $100 off your print purchase of $250 or more. Make a splash with your small business print and marketing materials at Staples. Ends 11/4. Visit staples.com/print for details.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwest Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers as we are now closed for the season. Look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for a holiday gift certificate sale at Northwest Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway 8 East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. We'll see you next season. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker, sis boom ba. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday. Give these things. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday. Now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, I see those phones were ringing during that break. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's keep them rolling. Birthdays. Kelly Osborne, the daughter of Sharon and Ozzy Osborne, is 39 today. 39. Patrick Fugit, the actor from We Bought a Zoo and Almost Famous, is 41 today. Matt Drudge, the news hound, is 57 today. Is that the Drudge Report? I guess it is. Marla Maples, a small-time actress and model from Georgia, Donald Trump's much younger mistress while he was married to Ivanka Trump. Goodness gracious. What have we done? 60 for Marla Maples. Jack Daniels, not that one, the ex-Highway 101 guy, 74 today. Harry Snodgrass, nominated for a Best Actress Oscar for 1970's Diary of a Mad Housewife, and was Neil Young's girlfriend. She's born on this day, 1946. She passed in 2004. Bizarre birthday sheet I've ever had. I'm just going to get rid of that. Who else here? Lee Greenwood, Mr. God Bless the USA himself. He's 81 today. 81 for Lee Greenwood. Dick Trickle, legendary NASCAR driver. He died in 2013 from an apparent self-inflicted wound. 71 for Dick Trickle, racing legend. John Gotti, the New York mobster known as the Teflon Don. I don't know. It's a weird birthday day. 1940, John Gotti was born. He passed in 2002. John Cleese, the very tall British actor from the Monty Python's Flying Circus regime. Always very interesting. Show Fawlty Towers that he did, I think, is a is just a great British comedy. John Cleese from the Monty Python's Flying Circus group is 84 today. Floyd Kramer, the pianist, is in the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His biggest solo hit was Last Date, a top Nashville session man. He played on many of the Everly Brothers, Roy Orbison, Elvis songs. Floyd Kramer, born on this day, 1933. He passed in 1997. Ruby Dee, she received a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination for American Gangster back in 2008. Ruby Dee passed away back in 2014, born on this day, 1924. All right, happy anniversary, belated. I think we mentioned it, but not much. Dawn and Big G, the Greasels, celebrated 32 years of wedded bliss yesterday. Congratulations to both of them. And I also want to wish happy birthday to my mom. She celebrates this week an 83rd birthday. Had a chance to have lunch with her last weekend to celebrate that. My other brothers were doing their thing on Wednesday. So happy birthday, Mom. I know she can't hear me, but good vibes sending my mom's way, 83 and still doing it. Still rolling along. All right, here we go. Let's draw for a cake. Not a whole lot of birthdays and anniversaries this week, but we have achieved the name of the cake winner, and it is going to be Danaya Demon from down in Phillips, a 24th birthday earlier this week, and a free cake, Danaya. Congratulations from the Baker Department at Super One here in Park Falls. Let's get you a weather update now. It's brought to you by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise cloudy. Temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 50.
All right, a late birthday to Rich. Rich Polacek is celebrating a birthday on Sunday. So, Rich, happy birthday to you from all your friends. They called in. We'll put you in. You are the very first entry into next Friday's cake drawing. So, Rich, happy birthday to you today.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
I'll tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life.
Sounds like this.
You don't.
Today's best country.
98Q Country.
Slow and sweet, just right. She's an endless all year summer. Yeah, sunshine 365. When she forgets the punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love
98QCountry.com.
Yeah, this town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. If you quit telling.
Tenpenny Truth About You at 98Q Country at 849. All right, we're starting to heat up a little bit, not weather, not the temperatures. Temperatures are falling, but we're heating up our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser. And I hope at some point today you'll consider a pledge or just swing by the radio station during your lunch hour and drop something into our little, I'm going to call it, it's not a fishbowl. If you tried to put water in there, it would be ugly. But I'm going to call it a fishbowl because that's old school for me. So drop some money into the fishbowl at some point today. Come on by the radio station, duck your head in, grab a piece of chocolate, piece of candy from the front desk. And maybe even if you come over the lunch hour, it might even be a piece of pizza for you. I'm not guaranteeing you that, but we're going to have some pizza over the lunch hour. this fundraiser will continue till 6 o'clock. Our goal is $15,000. Last year, we raised just over $8,000, which for a first year was pretty darn good. We've set our goals high, and we've got some people already stepping forward early on. Lauren, thank you so much. Listen to this. You're not going to believe this. The Big Dipper gift card, it's a $50 gift card. We got a $250 bid on that gift card from the Big Dipper. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. It's a generous donation to the food pantry, and you're going to get some great food out at the Big Dipper. Now, that's not done yet. I said I'm not closing out any items until after lunch. So, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, top them, feel free to do that. We've got just tons of gift certificates. And again, we're letting you contemplate. We're letting you simmer a little bit here this morning. Look at the stuff during your break or whatever. Figure out what it is you would like to bid on. Get your bids in at any point, because after the noon news, we're going to start closing stuff out. And we'll do it, you know, we'll give you a timer to up the bid on this or that, whatever it may be. And we'll start moving stuff out. And by 6 o'clock tonight, everything will be gone. Well, we hope everything will be gone. Now, if that doesn't interest you, you're like, Joel, I don't have the time. I don't have all that, you know, gift certificates and stuff. That's fine. Just a pledge to the food pantry would be a wonderful gift back to those who are just maybe going through some tough times, whatever it may be. I told you earlier this morning, I'm on the board for the Lord's Covered Food Pantry. I've been on the board for about 3 years, and I see the positive effect that it has on our community, especially over the pandemic. And now with food prices being so high, it helps out a lot of people. In fact, 77,000 pounds, 39 tons of food have gone out the door this year alone in the first 9 months. It's just unbelievable. We're going to have some people in this morning through the day to talk about. Board members are going to be coming by and talking about the process. You might be very interested to know, how does it happen? How does all the food get here? How does it happen? We're going to have people who are involved in ordering the food, people who are involved in organizing and distributing, and kind of give you an idea of how the Lord's Covered Food Pantry has served so many people over so many years. And we want to make it financially strong, and so we can handle anything that that the economy and stuff may throw at us. And your donation will stay right here. It's an all volunteer-driven organization, and it distributes food absolutely free to those who qualify right here in Park Falls and the surrounding area. There's people from Phillips and Butternut and Mellon and Winter, others that come also, and they don't get turned away. So if you'd like to make a pledge as a business or individual, I know you're busy. If you're busy today, just give us a call. Say, I'll pledge $20 or whatever, $20, $50, $100, and then we'll worry about it next week. If you're busy today, that's fine. So a pledge would be absolutely wonderful. If you want to challenge another business maybe to make a pledge, that always is fun. We did that with our Time Out Shelter fundraiser years ago. Always fun to have people call in and challenge other people who are in their circle or in their business or whatever it may be. We've had, we're officially in the door. We're at $470 in the door. Now, we've had a lot of, that doesn't count the gift certificates and stuff, but we thank Hammerstrom's Auto Body and Restore You and LPK Dental and Fiorio Brothers Investment Services for their cash donations. So we're sitting at $470 in the door. Your pledge, your bid on any of the items that are listed at 98QCountry.com would certainly be appreciated today. We're here. I'm here all day. Hey, tip your waitresses. 6 o'clock tonight, I'll be hanging around and with several guests joining us in studio for the special day of giving for the Lord's Cupboard. Our phone number to reach us is 715-762-3221. If you want to email, you can, WCQM at civicmedia.us, WCQM at civicmedia.us, if you have any questions. Otherwise, the phone is a great way, 715-762-3221.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Are you looking for a fun and exciting work environment? You'll find it at Lake of the Torches with both full-time and part-time positions available. Receive a $500 sign-on bonus and earn up to $200 in every paycheck for perfect attendance. Plus, enjoy an extensive benefits package that includes medical, dental, and optical insurance. Fill out an application today at lakeofthetorches.com. Working is more fun at the lake.
Get ready for the second annual Fright Fest on October 28th, brought to you by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce. At 1 p.m., catch a free family-friendly movie at Park Theater. From 3 to 6 p.m., enjoy Trunk or Treat, Arts and Crafts, and Phillips Children's Museum activities. From 6 to 8 p.m., put on your best costume for a spooky party. And don't miss the Hayride, Rated R movie, Trunk or Treat prizes, and the epic pumpkin drop. It's all happening in downtown Park Falls on and around 2nd Avenue North on Saturday, October 28th. Join us for a day of frightful delights and family-friendly fun at Fright Fest, the Halloween event you won't want to miss. See the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for more information.
Visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Don't be spooked by car troubles this Halloween. Jay's Automotive and his team of ASC Master Certified Technicians can handle all your scares and keep you driving with confidence all year long. Their automotive experts have been providing quality service at prices that won't send shivers down your spine for over 8 years. Join us in welcoming everyone this Saturday, October 28th, for a spectacular good time at the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce Second Annual Fright Fest happening in downtown, featuring movies, trick or treat, the great pumpkin drop, and more. Happy Halloween from your friends at Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search player with heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Fog possible in parts of the area early today. A few showers or patchy drizzle also possible mainly before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Temperatures hold steady early, then begin to fall towards and into the afternoon. Winds turn to the west, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows make it down into the lower 20s. Winds northwest, 10 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. Saturday, cloudy. Slight chance for afternoon snow showers. Highs top out near 36. Winds west, 5 to 10. Then a better chance for snow showers on Saturday night, mainly before midnight. I'm Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 50.
We're going to talk all things Packers, Bucks, Badgers, our guy. He was at the Bucks game last night. He was in the locker room. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, will join us. Hey, if you stop by and give to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry for a limited time, miniature Reese's peanut butter cups. All right. You drop in with a donation to the food pantry here at WCQM. Miniature. This is if Gray or Big G's not here, is he? If Gray doesn't get to it first, so hurry. We've got free miniature. I got a Kit Kat here, too, and some Whoppers. So I got that at the front desk. So stop on by for a limited time only. Free miniature chocolates. I have no shame. Whatever it takes to raise money for a great organization like the food pantry, I'm all right with that. We're going to talk some sports with our guy, Mike Clemens. That's coming up next to 98Q Country.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said,